Divided into families, each student was given tasks which cost so many minutes. Larger tasks, like work, cost 8 minutes, but they only had a total of 15. Ruth Heikamp coordinated the simulation program.
We really want them to understand how policy, systems, environmental changes, strategies can affect the health outcomes.
In the simulation, students also had to visit different agencies, and teachers working as those agencies had scripted responses to give the students.
What do they see as the needs? You know, experiencing, you know, like transportation, is that a big barrier? Just getting people to listen, you know, things like that.
Heikamp says this teaches students in many health-related programs how to work together and understand what poverty is and how it affects health in many ways. More than 70 students attended the simulation. I'm Jordan Maddox.